I'll go ahead and go through the voting members today. I'll be voting. Mr. Creeley will be voting. Mr. Curry. Mr. Wood. Ms. Lucia Treese. Ms. Dillon. Ms. Friedman. And Mr. Bailey will be an associate member voting as well. I believe our first order of business are report items. Mr. Dossie, do you have some things you want to share with us?
Of course, I always do.
And I'll apologize now that you're stuck with me. Mr. Egbert is out of town, I believe, and so as vice chair, you're stuck dealing with me today. So I'll do my best.
Apology accepted. I'm sure it'll go just fine.
Hopefully.
Well, good morning, Planning Commission. I don't feel like I've seen you all in a while. I believe the last hearing you all had, I was in Nashville accepting an award for our EDARP program. So it was very exciting. I don't generally like missing Planning Commission meetings, but when you're told to go accept an award on behalf of the county, you go accept an award on behalf of the county. So sorry I missed you, but it's glad to see your faces again. And thank you again for all the time that you give us. We know you're all very busy, and I appreciate it, and I know that the commissioners do as well. A couple housekeeping items before we get into some of the board action and your consent calendar. First off, don't be alarmed. Tracy did not quit. She's just on vacation. So we have Judy filling in today, and I'm sure she'll do a great job. She's learned from the best, so I think we'll be all right there. Also, some of the staffing updates that we have for you all. If you've been paying attention to what's going on in the real world, development activity is maybe at an all-time high in El Paso County and in the city. We are dealing with a very heavy workload. I say that, and then when you see our numbers, it's not going to maybe reflect it in the numbers. But if you recall, maybe last year, even the year before, what I told you was we felt like we were using up some of the inventory of platted lots, and that we would see new large-scale developments come in, kind of the higher-level PUDs and sketch plans and preliminary plans. That's what we're seeing now. And so the level of review of those obviously is much higher because you're talking about, in some cases, 600 lots all at once, rather than, you know, using up some lots, maybe doing 30-lot final plats. So while the numbers don't look high, the workload is very high. We will exceed the number of EAs, which is our early assistance applications, which is when we sit down with the developer or the mom and pop or whoever before they make an application. We are almost at the numbers we were last year already this year. So that tells you how busy we are. And of course, those types of meetings take away from the opportunity to do reviews, and it's all time committed. So we're very busy. But in that same note, I would like to introduce a couple of the new additions to our staff. I'm going to have both of them come up now. The first gentleman that we brought in, his name is Daniel Torres. Daniel was hired as an engineer too. I have to apologize. He is from California, so don't take that out on me. He's not from Texas, though, so that's good. I married a Californian, so I guess I had it coming. But I'm going to have Daniel introduce himself a little bit, and then I'll introduce Steve as well.
How y'all doing? As you said, I come from California. For the last 12 years, I was doing more structural design. Excited to be part of the team and to learn a lot and be very helpful for this, because we do have a big workload. So it's nice to meet you all.
Welcome. Yeah.
So Daniel's background is in structural engineering, and I'm told that of the engineers, they're kind of the brainiacs of the engineer world. So I told him that our stuff will probably be very easy for him, I'm sure. So no excuses there. The next gentleman I'd like to introduce is Steve Kester. Steve was hired as an engineer 3, which that's probably a demotion in some sense of the word. But Steve spent how many years? 21 years with the City of Colorado Springs. Steve was overseeing their development review process for engineering. Interestingly enough, you all know Elizabeth. Steve supervised Elizabeth. Now we've flipped the script a little bit, so I haven't asked him how that's going so far, but I'm sure it's going great. But I'll have Steve come up and just introduce himself as well.
Good morning, Steve Kester. I'm glad to have this opportunity, and it's a good fit for me. After essentially retiring from the city, I took this opportunity, and they gave me the opportunity to work part-time for them, and hopefully it'll work for both of us. We can, get this serious surge in development, and I can help out with that. And so, but working for Elizabeth has been great. She's a great person.
You don't have
person.
To say that.
I'm on the record here, Craig. No, it's been great, so I appreciate it. Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys. So with that, we're actually fully staffed on the engineering side of the house for the first time in 2 or 3 years. It's very difficult to bring in staff, as I've said before. We basically aren't hiring anybody from the Denver area. They're so busy up there, and even from the private sector. So, like Daniel, we're having to bring a lot of people in from other states that just want to be in Colorado. So we kind of have that going for us. We've also hired another inspector, which will definitely help out in the field. I'm regretful to report that I had to steal that inspector from Public Works, but that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. So, on a bit of sad news or unfortunate news, when I was in Nashville, I received an email that we'd received a letter of resignation from Ramir. So Ramir will no longer be with us here at the county. Obviously a big loss. Ramir was here for, I think, 12 years. I worked with him personally for about 10 and a half years. Really capable of doing just about anything, and I'm sure he'll be successful with whatever he does next. But was dealing with some issues outside of work, and I think needed to be where he's at now. So we do plan on filling that position as soon as we can. So any questions on staffing or workloads?
I've got a question, Craig. So obviously with the engineering side of the house pretty well staffed at this point, but knowing that you're short on the planning side, how do you balance that, or how do you try to maybe accommodate the bottleneck that might occur there?
Well, I mean, really what's happening, we still have really two new engineers, Daniel and then Beck, which I think you've all met Beck. So they're still in the learning process, learning how we do things, and maybe even learning the job to some degree. So, Gilbert and Jeff and Elizabeth are still carrying the bulk of the work. I think we're getting closer to meeting our desired timelines. But it just takes time. And that's the message I have to convey to administration is, look, just because you give me an FTE doesn't mean that they're doing the work of somebody who's been here for 5 or 10 years. There's an investment there in terms of the time committed to train them. But if things continue in the trajectory they're going, I think we'll probably get even more staff. I know I've shown you all the numbers before. Pre-recession, we were pushing near 40 FTEs in the department. As we came out of the recession, we were at 23. Development activity was nearing pre-recession numbers. So the numbers of projects per reviewer, I'm talking mostly the engineers and the planners, was basically double what it was before the recession. That's changing. I mean, it takes time. And I think the commissioners recognize that. I think administration recognizes that. So we're hoping to get certainly more reviewers, but probably also more inspectors as the issue of maintaining our MS4 permit, which is our stormwater permit with Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, becomes even more and more of an issue. They have been down inspecting sites more frequently. If you're all familiar, the city got in a bit of trouble over their MS4 permit. We're trying to stay out of that trouble, and I think we're doing as good as we can, but at some point it becomes a numbers issue, and you just got to have more warm bodies out there doing those inspections. So I think we're moving in the right direction. Very supportive. Admin's very supportive of what we're trying to do. So we'll get there, but it just takes time. And the the staff we have, it's a very technical job, and you don't learn that job overnight. But we have some really great supervisors and managers that are helping to build them for the future. So very encouraging. I believe I have a note here from Tracy that says that all the members have met the orientation requirements and may now vote. So we hopefully should have no issues moving forward with regard to a quorum, which is really good news. Does not mean that you can take a vacation. Joan, looking at you mostly. So that's good news.
You're just jealous you didn't get to eat good Italian food.
I also have a note from Tracy that we will have a meeting on August 21st. Right now we have two items, one consent and one regular. Going to the Board of County Commissioners action report, it's pretty uneventful for the most part. There are five applications on here. Each of those was approved unanimously by the Planning Commission, except for the reconsideration, which went directly to the board. And then the board approved each one of those unanimously as well. Any questions on any of those? Okay, thank you. And then lastly, you have one item on your agenda today, and that is a consent item. Certainly, if you have any questions or comments, we can pull that up and do a presentation. And if you recall, you've discussed this item before, but when it was before you previously, it was not before you as an approval of location, which under state statute is effectively the siting of the facility. What you all looked at before was basically a consultation on their intent to acquire the property. And then, of course, that went, you all requested a meeting with the school district. I know we had several Planning Commission members attend that meeting. They discussed all of the issues that you all brought up when it was before you before. So effectively, this is the formal siting of the school on this property.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Kevin.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and perhaps the attorney is probably the best person to answer this, but as I understand it, approval of location for schools has a different statutory authority than does approval of location for other government buildings. And as I understand it, please correct me if incorrect, that the Planning Commission does not have authority to do approval of location on schools, correct?
I believe we do. There are two different statutory authorities, one of which requires that they come to you before they purchase the property, but then I believe that they also do fall under the general approval of location statute in Title 30.
Okay, thank you.
And under the Land Development Code, schools would fall under the same category as any other, you know, park, or I think you've seen a couple of parks. So they would be lumped into that section of the Land Development Code.
Yeah, I just understood that there were two separate statutory authorities, one for normal buildings, and then there was a separate one for schools that limited the authority, but apparently
And I think we discussed that at the last hearing, if I remember right, if I recall. Any other questions for me? I'm hoping next hearing to have a little bit of better update in terms of the numbers, in terms of workloads and building permits. If you recall, Ramir produced a lot of those, and so we haven't picked up where he left off, but we'll have that for you as soon as we can. Thank you all.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Dossi. As Craig indicated, we actually have two items on our consent calendar. One is the approval of the July 17th minutes, and then as Craig indicated, the approval of location. Let's go ahead and approve the minutes unless there are any corrections or changes. Does anyone have anything? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and deem the minutes approved as presented. And then the next item, 2B, the location of approval for Liberty Tree Academy. Are there any commissioners that wish to pull that off our consent calendar and have a regular hearing? Mr. Creeley? Yep.
I'm not asking for it. I just... a way to discuss the topic in here without making it go to.
Let me, if you don't mind, let me defer that, and I'll ask if there's anyone in the audience that wishes to have it pulled off the calendar, and if not, then maybe staff can assist us with your thought. Are there any members of the audience here who wish to see this pulled off the consent calendar today and heard as a regular item? OK, Okay, seeing none. Back to your question. I'm not really sure how we can address a specific, unless you've got a question about it. Maybe if you have a specific question, maybe staff could address that question.
The only question I had was the only been raised in this piece we have.
Oh, my concern was the single exit in and out, and whether someone could address that quickly, and so we don't have to go through an entire open thing.
Would engineering staff be able to quickly address access issues?
So regarding the single exit, we do not have a criteria that requires two exit on the ECM. We've submitted this also to the fire department. They had no comments regarding the exit. I think it's 24 or so feet wide that could certainly be used for both entrance and exit. And queuing-wise for the parking or drop-off and pick-up, the traffic study said that there were sufficient queuing drive aisles within the site itself, so it's not really impacting Eastonville. And they're putting in a stop control at the exit point and allowing Eastonville to continue through traffic, and they were expecting that level of service was going to be a C or a better on Eastonville.
I guess my question concerns whether there's a safe to school issue of children walking or whatever it may be, whether you know, and the county gets money for safe to schools issues on spending money for that, and whether that was addressed in the study, not just the cars, but the
on the study. I think that it noted that there were plans that there might be a crossing guards also to be put in during the times when coming in or out of the school. I think we have the design engineer here that could probably address that a little bit better if you we could direct that comment to him.
Thank you. Could I? Oh.
Hello, my name is David Klein. I'm with Matrix Design Group and the design engineer, and I can address traffic issues.
And could you please sign in as well so we've got your name on the record? Thank you.
Yes.
The question was: is there safe? Are the children going to be safe walking? Not just the cars, the number of cars coming in various directions. Whether the children are safe to walk. That was my concern.
Safety is always an incredibly important aspect of any access. This is similar to most intersections, with the exception that during school hours, AM and PM, there will be crossing guards that support community students that want to cross in the east-west direction, which is the neighborhood to the west. Then there is accommodations for a sidewalk. That's adjacent, that runs north-south along the side on the east. We do have a bicycle and pedestrian circulation plan internal, but the external, I believe, your question. So it was it's being controlled by stop on the legs that are non-prioritized, and then the Eastonville Road is the one that would be controlled with crossing guards.
And there was no comment from the city or the county about police kinds of things?
There was one comment I can speak. There was one comment. We're in the process of reviewing that, and I wanted to speak with the. We have a meeting after this one to study and look at slower speeds, traffic school zone criteria. That is a somewhat discretionary by the agency, so we would support it, but we wouldn't obviously want to do it, make that recommendation if it was contrary to county requirements or correct desires.
Thank you. Solves my and Mr. Rizzi, thank you for letting me divert here from the regular
Mr.
consent.
I have just one question for staff. What, and we got a, for the record, we got a note from some neighbors who are still concerned about some of the traffic, and I appreciate that. Trusting that the traffic engineers and the traffic studies have done what they're supposed to do and they got it right. However, we all know that people don't drive the way traffic studies say they should, and we know that school zones clog up. So my question is this: when the traffic in fact becomes a problem and it does back up and it starts going down to service levels D and F and that, what sorts of options exist for the county to go back in and either correct or have the developer school district correct or improve the traffic situation or safety situation should any of that become a problem in the future?
I haven't run into that personally of coming back in and having somebody redo the studies. I suppose we could put in a condition.
No, I wasn't asking that. I was just asking if the traffic later becomes a problem, right? And it does become a problem, or safety becomes a problem. What sorts of options exist for the county to go in and correct those or have the school district correct them?
You know, and that's something, that's a great question, because inevitably it's going to happen as the school grows. We see it everywhere, every school. You know, when you talk to the county engineer, you know, probably her biggest frustration is with schools. You have some peak issues, you have some off-peak issues. So, you know, they are issues. And one of the biggest concerns that we have is, and I think we talked about in the last meeting, and I'm going to answer your question, one of our biggest concerns we have is parking in the right-of-way during pickup and drop-off. And that's an operational issue. As long as they've designated queuing on site, it becomes an operational issue with the school district to enforce that, to make sure parents are not parking in the county road to shortcut having to park on site and go through the queue line and everything else. So it's something that we have to look at. We have to make sure that we are enforcing. And the best way to do that is to have open communication with the school district. And if it starts to become an issue, and we have to close off the shoulders or whatever we have to do to protect the integrity of that access in terms of the safety part of it, then that's what we'll do. And we've had to do that before. If it becomes such an issue that we need an improvement there, a signal or roundabout or whatever else, I think we're at a point now in dealing with these school districts that most of them are willing to have that conversation. They look at it as, I mean, it's a huge investment for the school. It's I think even an investment for the school district, obviously, to have that asset in their district. So we would have to sit down and talk to them about what that looks like in terms of the improvement. Sometimes we have to talk about staggered drop-off and pick up because it's becoming an issue because everybody's showing up at the same time. And again, that's an operational issue. There's not a perfect solution. I'm not going to stand up here and say, if it becomes a problem, by golly, we'll have it addressed the next day. It just doesn't work that way because every school is different. Every school is sited different, and the queuing is different, and the proximity to the right-of-way for pickup and drop-off is different. But I think most districts have started recognizing that it's important not only for them, but it's definitely important to the county and the students and their parents that it operates very safely. And that may mean investing into the improvements in the county road. It's always going to be a challenging issue. There's no right answer, and it's very property specific. But you know, the county gets PPRTA funds. That could always be an option. I see it, something like this as being really a good use of those funds. I can say that because I'm not the one who has to pull the trigger on that. That's the county engineer. But you know, that's always an option, and you know, like I said, the communication with the school district, that's the biggest thing, and I think they've started really welcoming that interaction much more than maybe they have in the past.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any other questions that the commissioners have with regard to this item?
I just had one question. It's a sort of a curiosity of the process. Under this G, it said prior to acquisition that we approved that. Was that before I was here? Or was that, yeah?
I believe that was at the previous meeting that we had where we decided to request a hearing before the school board.
Okay, so that was before we requested the hearing. The thing that came in was prior to acquiring the land.
And my understanding is that is what that action
okay,
was.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion on our consent item 2B.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Curry.
As regards agenda item 2B, file number U-18-001, approval of location for the Liberty Tree Academy, I move for approval in accordance with the new standard resolution on page 9 with 5 conditions and 1 notation.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion or further questions regarding this item? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and call the vote. Mr. Curry?
Aye.
Mr. Creeley?
Aye.
Ms. Lujatrice?
Aye.
Ms. Friedman?
Aye.
Mr. Wood?
Aye.
Ms. Dillon?
Aye.
Mr. Bailey?
Thought I was aye, but I didn't think I was voting.
You are. You. My understanding is that you are anointed and can vote. And I'll vote aye as well. So it is unanimously approved. Thank you all, and thank you in the audience for coming today in interest, I suppose, about this item. I don't believe we've got any other items on our agenda today, and so unless there's any additional business, I think we're meeting the 21st of August, if I understand it, and otherwise we'll stand adjourned. Thank you.